Begin the Gemara daf Maseches Babasa daf Yud Ches. Begin the Malach. Begin the Tesmat. Begin the Gemara. The Tel Yerkash LaKaisel. Now, it's the shaking that's harmful the wall. Now, Avakab LaKaman. Although the Gemara later on the Chavim is Hada Ben Mitaimo the Tarya, it actually retracts the reasoning of that it shakes the ground. The first Gemara actually ends up explaining like we find by the mill. El Mishum Kala. It's only because of the sound. Kamokim Noket Lehacha. But still, the Gemara says it over here because of the shaking. Mishum Nimikach. But by Lefruishay Taima Mishum Tarya. Because the Gemara originally understood that the reasoning is because of shaking the ground. Now, it's from the Loigarasi Ella, but according to the Gemara's, they don't have the text over the Ella when it switches from shaking to sand. Actually, Asa Shapahache actually makes sense what the Gemara is saying over here, even the Maskana. Because he gears, according to that text, Tiarya Vikala Chataim, it's actually the same thing. It's actually the trembling that comes from the noise, and therefore it's actually the same in the one. Next, it's about to begin with the words of the Gemara. The person should not open up a store of a bakery. So Pishak and Rashi explained, because the smoke is harmful for the storage facility on the second floor. Now, because Rabbi Yitam is difficult during the time, because we'll come on the Gemara later on the Chafim Abayz, Amr says, by wine they permit it, because it actually makes it better. Now, the problem is, but smoke is harmful for wine, because we find smoked wine is invalid for the libations in the, by the Mizbeach. So El Nil Rabbi Tam, rather pierced Rabbi Tam, the Hezek Ashen Leka. No, there's no damage of the smoke. Keeping the Ikashom Tikra Maziva, since there's a roof and there's a thick floor on the second story, Lo Yikonashama Ashen, smoke doesn't get to it. The time rather, the reason is Shahevel, it's the air quality, the heat, that's Mazik Esa'it, so that actually harms the storehouse. But that regarding that, the wine actually makes it better. The Gersin Lekaman and the Gers later on should be Omer Rabbi Yisiv, Bahai, Didan, and our wine, I feel the Shraga Kashile, even the candle is harmful of it, claim in other words, Havla the Shraga, that it's the heat of the candle. But the Gersin Lekutra Shraga and the Gersin should not be the smoke, because like we're saying, it's not the smoke that we're discussing. Next, this Master, that begins with the words of the Gemara, Polek Oitzer of it. But, oh, sounds like if there is no Oitzer, then you'd be allowed to do it. Which says a Muslim Lishon, the Gemara could have answered. What in Kileka, it's not true. Even when it's not, because this is what the Gemara is trying to be proof regarding this Machlek is. No, even if it's not, the Olei Savachin, I'll do it nearby. Well, Kamash, oh, it's coming to teach us. The Havla Dahani, Kosh Laitzer, like it says with all the other questions, that this type of Hevel is what's harmful for the Laitzer. The Gemara could have answered that too. The next says, Matta begin the words, the Gemara, Deganami. Besides reading indicates, Iktani, it says, Amhaiser Defes, Bakr, Kodemus Bahulu. That if the barn, the stall for the animals was first, etc. Now, Bukulu Harchak is the Masnitin. Now, regarding all those things in our mission that say we have to distance, Leitaniach, it doesn't say like this. And Havale Lashmin the Bishar, it should have told us by the rest, Bekoshkin Bedira, and for sure by something that's a dwelling. So therefore, you could see that, oh no. Here it's different because it's dira. So his taste is it's a wonder because the truth is Bajar Chak is Nami Mutlismach. That no, all the other things you have to distance, you could also do it nearby. But other Naktiach is something you say, why'd we say it over here? Let's mean Rebusa tell you Chiddush. The Avagav have a gear delay, even though it's quote unquote his arrows, where it's like more of a direct hit. It might say Kedemis Laitza still, that if it's before the Laitza, that's Mutta, it's permitted. That's not a Chiddush of Rabbi Yisi, that now it's a Chiddush even according to Rabbi Yisi. If Yeshmin B'shah had to be said by the rest, Lav a Chiddush. Wouldn't be a Chiddush El Rabban, only called Rabban. Of Rabbi Yisi, we're going to Rabbi Yisi, think that he holds Al Nizig La'archik, that it's on the victim to distance, Lav Hashem Chiddush. It wouldn't be a Chiddush. So Tay says that is a question on what the Gemara is trying to prove. Next, says Master, begin with the Gemara, they can have a Ketan of Chulud. Besides reading indicates, etc. Which the truth is, labai according to Abaye, loikasha haideka. It's not difficult this deka according to Abaye, because the loimash malei shei chiddush b'shar tfei v'dir. He doesn't hold that it should be any more chiddush. Abaye holds it lada b'semich, but olar chakis. It's not difficult this deka because he disagrees in the svar of dirishani, and he holds there's no difference to write this halacha by other chakis more than by the case of the refes. Next test, maskal test begins with the words of the moisir refes baka v'chulum. That if it was a barn, etc., which for the same thing is chanusha nachtoimim, a store of a bakery, a shaltzavayin, of a dyer facility. And again, it's just picking one of the cases which we said in the Mishnah, which was a refes baker. Next, just must begin with the words of Gemara. But turn Allah, we learned on that Dal Amish Amru that the four Amish that they said is Kedei Avodah Zakeirim to work the vineyard. Now, Havalei Leminkat, we really should have said Kedei Avodah Zakeirim, they were to work a tree. Elanoka Avodah Zakeirim, because that's really the halacha, where we say about all trees. But the reason why we pick the working of the vineyard, Lefisha Nizka Loshen Zeh, B'Mesachas Kalayim, because that terminology is mentioned, B'Mesachas Kalayim, Gabi Kerem, by a vineyard, so therefore we use the terminology over here of a kerem. Next test must begin with the words of Gemara. Time Rosh Hashanah Avodas HaKerem B'chul. The reason is because of the Avodas HaKerem, which B'lav HaYediyuka, without this inference, Motzil Mishra B'Pshitas, the Gemara could have asked very simply on this, the Sagi Barachakas Arba Amis, that you're allowed to do it nearby, without the diik of the chiv of rachaka of the brayso because of avodas hakerem, from the fact that it's enough for rachaka of dalet amis, because we asa lismoich, because if you would not be allowed to do it nearby, chavei amis, and you'd have to distance 25 amis, because not like the Mishnah says later in the chavei meveiz, shemachigin silim in abar, you have distanced the tree from the pit 25 amis, so you could have asked from that itself. Says Taisis al nichal lemedik, but the Gemara preferred to make the inference that the fellow toich arba amos mental ismach, that you're allowed to be slimech, forget about the 25, but even in the dalet amos itself, they weren't concerned for the hezek of the shirashim at all. Next Taisis must begin with the words of Gemara, the mafzik tzunma, that you have this bedrock that's in the way. So says pretending to say that mitzvah dalet amos, why need four amos? It's obvious beyond the bedrock that it's not plowing. It's not going to help anything for the tree. When you plow up until the bedrock, you're going to want to turn around the plow to the other side. Then the plow is going to enter into his friend's field, and that's where you have to be marchik for that itself. Next test must begin with the Rezik Mechai Shirash of Yetzim Chulu. If the roots were going out, etc. Rosh Tei says, Vimtami begin to say like this, Heich Samach, how exactly does he have it nearby? And that is, Ish Lebeshos, if it was without permission, M'kein Yakut, so then you would have to cut it off. So, Vetzorch Lok Mevelekech. So, you have to explain it in the case of all, like we mentioned, when there was a buyer, meaning that the property owner did it, so it was never done by Issa. He doesn't like to say it's tumah by a buyer. Because the Gemara doesn't come out to say it, like the Gemara says shortly. It appears the Ma'ir b'samach shlebishos. You're right. We're talking about where he did it nearby without permission. The indicates to Elon that we don't chop down the tree. But the sin is dumb. It's he gives its value, like the Gemara says later in Chafei Mebeis. And the Gemara didn't want to have to go through the whole explanation. And to let us know that if he wants to pay, the Gemara is basically relying on what it says later on the Chafei Mebeis. If the buyer comes first, and then chop it down and you give the money, according to Rava, as long as the, I'm saying that, in other words, it would depend on that sugya over there, but the truth is that it's really about, by giving money. Next test must begin with the Gemara Hachanami Belekech. Oh, well, here it's also the Mawir Lekech, where Pesach and Rashi explains, meaning She'ilon Biyad Meicher, that Rashi explains that he sold him a field that has the pit to the buyer, and he remains with the tree by him. So the Elon is still by the Meicher, and that's how it could be nearby. But that does not seem to be correct to the Rivam. Because if that's the case, you should have just said that it told me where it's by the seller. El Nir L'Rafash, rather, it appears him to explain, She'ilin Bia L'Keach, actually the tree is by the buyer. And and the Ulishnea Parashim Elu, and for these two interpretations, Ein Lakshas, don't ask my area, so what are you saying, Shilin Kodam, that the tree is first? I feel Kodam Bar Nami. Well, even if the pit came first, Echad Asa Habar, like for example, one person made a pit, Bakach Nota Elon, and then he planted a tree, Omach Habar, And then he sold the pit leperish according, just according to Rashi, or he sold the tree leperish riber mardchai according to the Rivam. So either way, layokut, you shouldn't have chopped down the tree shadi behetasan because it was made permissibly. The bekahai gavna ilan called them kardina bay, that in such a case we consider this as if the tree came first. Shekadim in the tisa ilan leidru balabor, because the planting of the tree, at least, was before the contesting of the owner of the pit. Because the era in the bar el al day, mechiras bar or mechiras eilin, because the contesting only happens once you sell one of those, either the pit or the tree. So you can't ask a question on them. Aval apirish Rabbein Tam, according to the interpretation of Rabbein Tam, or some say Rabbein Chananel, Shapirish, that he explains, b'lekeach, what does it mean? Shalakach madim echad es eilin, that he bought from one person the tree. And it means he bought the tree from someone else, and between the lekeach, that we make a claim for the buyer, that the seller bought from the owner of the field that was nearby the rights to plant over there a tree. So then kashlari is difficult to the read. My iriel and kadam. Why are you saying that the tree was first? The fila kadam baranami. Even if the pit was there first, you can still make the claim for the buyer, and therefore you shouldn't have to cut it down. Moreover, since it must be told that he was mostly in there for 3 years, that's the only way such a claim works. Because when you possess it for 3 years, then you make a claim for the buyer. So look at number below, then you should even say it's without a buyer, and it's with a possession that has a claim for anyone. So then why would it have to be the keach? And therefore that would be a difficulty according to this interpretation of Rabbein Tam / Rabbein Chananel.